So we had a couple cases that related to other types of mutations. We had one patient who had a PALB2 germline mutation. We asked the audience, would their approach to a patient like that, if they could, regulatory-wise, which I'm not sure they could right now, would they use olaparib a la SOLO-1? And most said that either they've already done it or they would do it. Do you agree with that?
I actually do. I'm not a fan. Anyone that knows me knows that I'm not a big fan of using off-label drugs. I really think that you need clinical trials and data. So that's true. I do think that we have started to amass a nice cohort of patients from these studies who have been molecularly profiled, so we can start to make statements about some of these other mutations, specifically, RAD51C. It's small-ish numbers, but it's pretty consistent data that it is a predictive biomarker for PARP response. So I think that is one that I'm very particularly interested in. We don't quite have enough data, I think, right now for PALB2. BRIP1, doesn't look quite as predictive, but still small numbers. BARD1. So there's a few others. But given the fact that they're in the Fanconi pathway, and they are, with the exception of PALB2, the others are high penetrance genes. PALB2 is maybe for development of ovarian cancer. I probably would extrapolate and try and get them access to a PARP myself. I think it's going to take a long time to generate the data with 1% mutation prevalence to show it benefits. And I don't think we've shown anything that we harm people at this point. So I would agree with the panel on that one.